Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma iftah alayna hikmataka wanshur alayna rahmataka. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us and have mercy upon us, the most honorable, the most gracious. Balagha al-ula bi kamalihi kashafat duja bi jamalihi hasunat jami'u khisalihi sallu alayhi wa alihi. Marhaba ahlan wa sahlan bikum to the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, to your program called The Early Echo. All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, our cherisher, our provider, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, creator and initiator of everything, abundance of peace and blessings and mercies be upon his beloved Habib, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon his blessed family, his illustrious sahaba and companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, and upon the awliya and the friends of Allah azza wa jal in this ummah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah Channel, alhamdulillah, aap sabko khush amdeed, marhaba, and welcome kehte huye to this program called The Early Echo, in which we shall be discussing the effects and harms of high hopes, yes, which is the roots of all problems. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, stay tuned to Madani Channel and we will get to know more about our program as we go along in our program. Alhamdulillah, the hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, the one who recites darood upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 10 mercies upon him and his 10 sins are forgiven. Furthermore, Allah Azza wa Jal increases his rank by 10 times. Alhamdulillah. Allah Azza wa Jal hum sab ko nek tawfiq aur afiq ata farmaye, darood padhne ki barkatein hum sab ko ata farmaye. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Chale, inshallah, we will now listen to Inaat-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and thereafter we will continue with our program. Please stay tuned to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, 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 Ya Nurullah, Ya
Jesus.
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. The root of all problems, which is our discussion for today, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, is the high hopes which we have in this world. Every one of us suffer from this disease. Sometimes this disease is apparent by the actions of a person, sometimes by his conversations, and sometimes by the way he spends his life in this world. It becomes very much apparent that this person is struck with the disease which refers to the high hopes of this world. I would like to begin the program for today, inshallah, with a parable which has been mentioned in a book called Uyun al-Hikayat. And there are some amazing parables in this book. And from amongst those parables and stories, a very enlightening story of a king, which will, inshallah azza wa jal, make you understand better how the high hopes of this world keeps a person stuck and tangled within it. He is unable to make a move. He is actually crippled and blindly folded. So therefore, there was a king who was the king of Basra. Though he had left and sacrificed his kingdom, he abandoned the affairs of his kingdom and he became a pious person. Then once again, through the tricks of Shaitan, he was stuck in the luxuries of his kingdom. Apne liye shandar mahal tayar kiya. He built a huge palace for himself and he had decorated his palace with diamonds and rubies and whatnot. Allahu Akbar. After doing all of that, he began to live, of course, in his palace with his family, with his people. And people used to see the glory and the greatness of this king, for he had a lot of pride in whatever he done. From his bedroom to his the other rooms, the guest room. And his palace was basically the talk of the city in Basra. People would talk about this king, how much of wealth he had, and how much of time he would spend, how much of pride he would take in decorating his palace. Allahu Akbar. Was something that people used to admire and people used to speak of. To this extent that once he called his advisors and he called the people to his palace, asking them to give him some advice in relation to building another palace like this for his sons. People were amazed to know that the palace wishes to spend, or the king wants to spend more money and wealth to build another palace. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, he says, why not for my children, for my son, main baap hu, baap hone ke naate main banaunga. And just as I am living with so much of glory and so much of respect, I'm enjoying the luxuries of this palace, I would want the same for my children, for my aulaad. Jis tarah har baap apne bete ke liye karta hai ki main to fayda utha hi raha hu, mere baad mera bachcha uthayega. Allahu Akbar. So this king of Basra, he done the very same thing. Anyways, as he was taking these advices, and then he told his people that, do me one favor, why don't you stay in the guest room here, and every day at certain times you will have meetings and mashwaras in relation to the palace which I want to build for my sons. So jo log wahan gaye the, the close relatives and those guests that were invited to the palace of this king, they began to stay there with the king. Or ek martaba aisa hua ki wo log, the king had a lot of music and musical instruments, enjoying, like in terms of having party, as he was enjoying with his guests and having a good time, suddenly all those attendees and all those who were present there, suddenly all of them had witnessed that a voice from the hidden, voice from the unseen was heard saying, oh heedless man, you are enjoying the luxuries of this world, but have you forgotten your death? You are enjoying within the four walls of your palace, but have you forgotten that you will be questionable about the affairs of your worldly life? You are living with such high hopes in regards to the new construction of your another palace, of another palace. Have you forgotten that you are to return? When the king heard this, chupchab ho gaya achanak se, and then he began to ask his people, have you heard what I have just heard? They said, yes, we have heard the same thing. Immediately, bas dil ki kaifiyat badal gayi. Something happened to the king. Kaifiyat badalne ke baad, the king, then his life had changed. Zindagi badal gayi. He repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Balki ulama farmate hain in this book, subhanallah, that by doing so, he began to make dua and he said, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, making you and these people present here as witness, I repent sincerely from my heart for the sins I had committed. Usi waqt, as he was with his guest, with his people, enjoying the luxuries of his palace, Allahu Akbar. Bas jab dil ki dunya badalti hai, jab kaifiyat badalti hai, this is how a person then becomes. He immediately regrets, he instantly has regret over the actions which he realizes was useless, which will not benefit him at all. And this is the part where a person then changes. توبہ کرنا شروع کیا. And he says, Ya Allah Azawajal, I make you and the people present your witness that I turn towards you and feel ashamed and I repent for all my sins and injustice which I have done as being the king of Basra. Oh my creator, if you want me to live for some more time in this world, if this is what you intend, then Ya Rabbana Ya Rahman Rahimin, help me, you assist me through your mercy to follow the path of eternal obedience. And if you want me to return back to you, in other words, if you are going to grant me death right now, then have mercy on me, for you are the most merciful. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, the king remained busy pleading. It has been mentioned by the scholars that this king remained pleading in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in pain. And his pain was increasing. This talab and this pain of repentance, of having regret over what he has done over all those years, the amount of money which he spent to build his palace. From happiness, it transformed into a regret. And this pain began to increase in his heart to this extent that he started uttering these words, by Allah, death, by Allah, death. Then raat, there was only one thing on his lip. He used to say, death, by Allah, death. Allah ki kasam, is dunya se jana hai. I am going to leave this world. And while saying this, then his last moments came. The Islamic jurist of that age used to say, after repenting, the king had passed away. Toba karne ke baad uska intiqal hua. This is what the scholars of that era have mentioned. Subhanallah. I found this parable to be very interesting and very amazing at the same time, that leaves for us many, many important lessons for us to follow, for us to abide by, for us to implement in our lives. Subhanallah. Just as this king was spending his life, ab hum apna khud ki zindagi ko dekhein. Let us do some introspection with our own lives and realize that how great this disaster of high hopes makes a human being suffer from many other sicknesses, from many other problems. Allahu Akbar. Because the nafs and shaitan continues to trap the person in these high hopes of living in this world. Let's build a home, let's buy that property, let's keep on buying properties upon properties. It's never satisfied because the hopes of living are quite high. The standards of living are also quite high. And then basically the person performs more, he does more wrong in this world than his righteous deeds. He knows for himself, every human being knows for himself how righteous and how honest he is. We don't have to linger around hope itself from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, for Allah is the most merciful and He is the most forgiving. But this hope is also a hope that we have this hope in Allah Azza wa Jal and commit sins. Ki Allah will forgive us, to bas ghibat karna shuru kar deta hai, tale telling, slandering, fighting, abusing. And he has this hope which is very high that Allah will forgive him. So let's commit sins. This also is a hope which we have, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. However, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said, أَوَّلُ فَسَادِهَا الْبُخْلُ وَالْأَمَلُ. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, the first mischief of this ummah, the first fitna of this ummah is stinginess and having high hopes. Allahu Akbar. First mischief of this ummah. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make us understand and make us repent for this quality if we possess. For Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has commented under this hadith. He had said, he had explained that the first sin of a Muslim, which is the root of other sins, is stinginess. Stinginess is the root of bloodshed and mischief. Aadmi jab bakhil ho jaye, he becomes a miser, then this is the root of bloodshed and mischief. Because a person is a miser, he doesn't want to see his wealth decreasing, and he's ready to fight, he's ready to slander, he's ready to abuse, he doesn't care what, as long as my wealth does not decrease, my wealth does not lessen. And therefore, fitna is then created. Allahu Akbar. The second is high hopes. High hopes are the roots of heedlessness and sins. Allahu Akbar. Ki banda ghaflat mein pad jata hai. And ghaflat ki wajah se, wo gunah karna shuru kar deta hai. high hopes causes heedlessness, which leads to sins. Number three, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala had said, a person thinks about it even in his old age, that he still has plenty of time. Budhape mein bhi sochta hai ki hamare paas abhi zindagi baki hai, abhi waqt baki hai, abhi kahan hum zayif hue hain. Where am I old? I'm still young. I am only 85. I am only 95. Arey, I am only 100 years old. Abhi to sirf 100 saal ko hua, 200 saal aur jeena hai. Ye jo soch hai, this soch and this thought of a person shows that how much of high hopes he has within him. In this day and age, as I mentioned before as well, 60, 70 and day after is bonus. Even at the age of 70, people have high hopes of living. They never want to fall, or if they do fall sick, to ghabra jate, and every idea they have, they would show and demonstrate from their action that they will survive even the biggest of operations, which is nice, alhamdulillah. We always make dua for people to be safe and sound, but at the same time, there is no regret or remorse shown on the faces of such people that they repent or they regret the sins they have committed. It is only the hope of coming out and the hope of being successful and showing impatience over any small problem that they face in this dunya. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Chale Inshallah Azza wa Jal ek package dekhte hain. We will be watching a little video Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Uske baad hum dobara is program ke saath hazir honge Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ramadan, precious moments of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidin mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'uzu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, there are many deeds you can do to achieve different things in life. And there are a lot of wazifah that people give, a lot of things that you can read to help you in different situations. But these days, it's a fast life. It's a fast world. And people want an easy fix to everything. And they sometimes say, I don't have time to go all through these different things. Give me something easy to do that will solve all my problems, that will cure all my illnesses and get rid of all of my difficulties. Today, I've got just the solution. Allah Azza wa Jal commands us in the glorious Quran to send durood as-salam upon His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, we're going to talk about some of the blessings of sending this durood pak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited durood pak upon me abundantly in the world. Whoever recites durood pak once, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him, forgives 10 of his sins, and elevates his ranks tenfold. Subhanallah. Whoever recites durood pak one time, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Whoever recites durood pak 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 100 mercies upon him. And whoever recites durood pak 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal writes between both of his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. And Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Reciting durood pak 50 times a day. Subhanallah. What will that achieve? Let me share with you a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Whoever recites salat upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Another hadith in Mubarakah. Whoever recites salat upon me 3 times during the day and 3 times at night with love and affection towards me, it is upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive the sins he committed during the day and during the night. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala says, I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I gave up all my nafli ibadat, the orad, or wazaif, and devoted all of my time reciting salatu salam upon this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be sufficient to remove your worries and your sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Another blessing of durood pak, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, whoever recites salat upon me 10 times during the day and 10 times during the night will attain my intercession on the day of judgment. Another hadith in Mubarakah, recite salat upon me in abundance. Undoubtedly, your recital of salat upon me means purification for you. Subhanallah. When people who love each other meet for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, shake hands, then recite Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their past and future sins are forgiven before they separate from each other. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few hadith in Mubarakah we've just listened to, a few more for you. Whoever likes that Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with him when he is presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, should recite Durood e Pak upon me in abundance. Subhanallah, what a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, perform Hajj. Undoubtedly, its reward is greater than participating in 20 ghazwat. And ghazwat is the battle that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated in. And recite salatu wassalam upon me as it is equal to that. Subhanallah. Then in another beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be no shade on the day of judgment except for the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. And three people will be beneath the shade of the divine throne. There was somebody asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will these people be? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first, the one who relieves the distress of my ummati. Second, the one who revives my sunnah. And the third, the one who recites salat upon me in abundance. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to leave you one last beautiful, beautiful hadith in back. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that undoubtedly Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed at my Rozan Mubarak an angel with the ability to hear every creature on the earth. Hence, whoever recites Durood e Pak upon me until the day of judgment, this angel presents the name of that person along with the name of his father and says, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, has recited Durood as-Salam upon you. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful opportunity to gain a presence in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by being mentioned in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Decorate your life with Durood e Pak. Spend as much time as you can reciting Durood e Pak and you will gain the great blessings that some of these hadith in Mubarakah have alluded to. And there are many more hadith in Mubarakah in relation to the benefits of Durood as-Salam. That Allah Azza wa Jal gives all the opportunity to send Durood e Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even till the moment that we depart from this world. Main wo sunni hoon jameele qadri marne ke baad, mera lasha bhi kahega as-salatu was-salam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله ما شاء الله. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of the channel, we are back with our program called The Early Echo, and we are discussing the harmful effects of having high hopes. Alhamdulillah, this was a Muballigh from the UK who was sharing with us some amazing and beautiful Madani pearls, giving us the jazba and enthusiasm to perform righteous deeds. They say high hopes, hota kya hai? What is high hopes? As the scholars have defined and mentioned this, that wasting precious moments of your life, okay? Wasting precious moments of your life by having high hopes to achieve those things which are difficult for you to get, which are very hard and difficult to get. So, hum apni zindagi ke wo ahem tareen ayyam aur din use sarf karte hain. We spend and we waste those precious moments of life chasing and running behind those things which are difficult for us, is called high hopes. Ab khud soche. Let us ponder and contemplate for a moment, inshallah, Zawajal. This will help us to get better or to better understand this topic as we are discussing lambi ummeedain, high hopes in this world. Somebody has high hopes, though he has nothing. He has high hopes and it's not impossible because every day he's given a new dream. Aajkal to jaagte hue bhi hum khwab dekh rahe hote hain, sote hue bhi khwab dekh rahe hote hain. Humko ye achieve karna hai, hame wahan tak pahunchna hai. Bas pahunchte 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 banda dekhta hai ki wo qabr tak pahunch gaya hai. Allahu Akbar. Whilst targeting and while striving for his targets and achievements in life, he understands well at the end that I have not reached only my target, but with that has come the qabr and the grave. So the end result is dunya se to jana hi hai, dunya mein marna hoga hum sabko, we all will have to die one day. However, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ke hawale se riwayaton mein aata hai, it has been mentioned in the riwayat that once honey and water was presented to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Bas achanak se sahaba ikram ke jhurmur mein aap baithe hain, he is sitting amongst the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aur jaise hi wo shahd ka pani pesh kiya gaya, it was presented to him, the honey water, he began to cry bitterly. Allahu Akbar. Aur itna roye ki all those friends, those people that were sitting in his gathering, they did not know what to do, how to control him. Kuch der ke baad, when he stopped crying, himmat badi to unhone pucha, ya Amirul Mu'mineen, oh the leader of the Muslims, what happened? What caused you to cry so bitterly? You cried so excessively. What happened? Kisi ne kya kuch kaha? Had you seen something? Have you heard something? What happened? Then why would you just cry like that? What caused tears to come to your eyes? To unhone irshad farmaya ki ek martaba aisa hua ki isi jagah pe, at this very same place, I was sitting with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal was removing something from him, though apparently nothing seemed to be on the clothes or on the blessed body of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I asked, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bazaahir kuch dikh to nahi raha hai, nothing seems to be on your clothes apparently, so what are you dusting, what are you moving away? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, that the world, this dunya, tried to enter me, this world tried to come into me, therefore I have moved and chased the world. To phir ye dunya mujhse kehne lagi, the world then spoke to me and said that you have saved yourself from me, you have saved yourself from me, but your followers, your companions and your ummatis to come till the day of judgment, how would they save themselves from me? Allahu Akbar. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the love of this world tried to enter me, the temptations of this world tried entering me, but I managed to save myself by removing it away from me. I recognized and understood well, it is the world which is trying to enter me. I had chased it and removed it away, but I am concerned about my ummah. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala says that I suddenly recalled that incident while sitting here, just as you brought this honey water and came to me. Bas mujhe rona aa gaya ki jo aane wale log honge unka kya hoga, what will happen to those who are to come till the day of judgment? Allahu Akbar. Look at our condition and our situation at this day and age, in this time, at this moment. How many people, just for little extra bucks, for extra money, they would throw and dump their old age parents in the old age homes. Yeah, they would dump them there. I would use the word dump because this is exactly what they do. They would marry for the sake of benefits and divorce after a few hours and days. They make children and they throw them into the dump yard. High hopes of living this world. It's either about the figure, it's either about the glory, and it's all about the praises we get from people. It's all about achieving more and more and more. Ye hirs ke chakkar mein aakar ke hum bas pade hue hain ki kaun kisse zyada bada hai, kaun kisse zyada kamata hai, kaun kiske paas sabse zyada daulat. And because of this daulat, in between the amount of people that we use as stepping stones for our success, we use them as seediyan, like stairs to climb upon people. Kisi ke sar pe to kisi ke jaan par, kisi ke khoon par, kisi ko yatim karke, kisi ke maal ko lekar ke. This is what we do, and we reach those goals in life. And when we turn behind to see that, yes, I reached this achievement or have reached these goals in life, but what wrong have I done to reach here? To pata chalta hai ki mountains ke tarah, equivalent to the mountains, we have done wrong to reach and achieve those goals. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, all those high ranking positions which we see, which people salute, hum salam karte hain, aise bade bade jo profile cheezein hoti hain, jo mansab hote hain, jis pe log faiz hain, hum adab karte hain, respect karte hain, lekin to reach there, what not people do also? Huh? illa mashallah. Those who have lost knowledge and more greed for this world, they would do anything to achieve those positions. Allah Azza wa Jal had mentioned in the glorious Quran Pak about high hopes. What is high hopes? Lambi ummeedein hain kya? Allahu Akbar. The disadvantages of high hopes have been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak in this way, that Allah Azza wa Jal says,
ذَرُهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلُ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ.
Allahu Akbar. What Allah Pak is saying? Leave them to eat and enjoy, and let the hope may amuse them now. Then they are about to know. Then they will realize. Regarding this verse, Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, once again, Alhamdulillah, he had explained this ayah in the light of Hadith Mubarakah. He says that there is only regret and warning in this ayah for those who only know how to eat and enjoy. Eat and enjoy. Eat and enjoy. This is the only thing that they know about, is to wander on this earth, is to hurt other people, is to enjoy life. And this is how we spend their, this is how they spend their 30, 40, 50 years of their lives till they reach their old age. So this severe warning, Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem had said, high hopes makes one forget the hereafter, and following the desires prevents one from the truth. Two things I mentioned here. High hopes of a person makes the one forget the hereafter. He forgets that he has to answer for all he's doing in this world, because his hopes are quite high. And on the other hand, the desires prevents people from the truth. Allahu Akbar. Following the nafs, following the desires, prevents a person from being truthful, from being righteous. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, ek dusra pyara package hai inshallah. Usko sunne se pehle, usse dekhne se pehle, ki hum aur apni aankhe khole. Let us listen to the three sayings of Mustafa Jaane Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Teen pyari hadithe hain, the fragrant hadith of Mustafa Jaane Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Isse sunte hain, uske baad inshallah we will watch that package. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said six things, waste deeds. Six things waste the deeds of a person. Number one, finding faults in the creation. Ye lamba hai, wo nata hai, ye chota hai, wo gharib hai, ye ameer hai, ye aisa hai, wo aisa hai. We spend our time finding faults in people. The food was like this, the person was like that. And he thinks he knows it all. He thinks he has too much of knowledge. When we find faults in people, wala tajassasu, as the Quran has said, do not find faults. Do not dig for faults. Do not search for them. But we like to know more secrets about people. And then what happened? And then what happened? This is the disadvantage. So, the Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, those six things that waste the deeds. Number one, finding the faults in the creation. Number two, hardness of the heart. Number three, love for the world. Number four, lack of modesty. Sharam and haya, the modesty of a person lacks. Number five, high hopes. And number six, excessive injustice. All these six are those things which shall destroy the good deeds of a person. On one hand, he performs righteous deeds, but on the other hand, he has these diseases and viruses. Then those good deeds will be wiped away slowly, slowly. Why? Because he finds faults in the creation. His heart has become hardened. He has love for the world. And he lacks modesty and sharm. He has high hopes furthermore. Allahu Akbar. He excessively does injustice to people. So due to this, his sins, he wastes his good deeds that he performs. Dusra hadith, the second hadith is this. Wise is the one who weakens the desires of his nafs and performs deeds for the afterlife. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given basharat and glad tidings. And he says, wise is the one who weakens the desires of his nafs. Yes, he weakens his desires and performs righteous deeds. For what? For the hereafter. And powerless is the one who follows his nafsani desires and has high hopes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Because why? He's performing, or he's following his nafsani khwahishat, his desires. He's not following what Shariat says. He only follows that what Tabiat says. He is not the ghulam, or he's not the servant and slave of Allah. He has now become the slave of his own nafs. Yet he has high hopes from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. My Rabb will forgive me. Brother, your Rabb will forgive you. Allah Azza wa Jal is the most merciful. But that only happens when we repent for the sins and we make firm intention not to commit those sins again. A person commits a sin, he goes back to guna. Allah's mercy is still great, subhanallah, that he shall even forgive that banda till his last breath. But a person who deliberately commits sins over and again, every time he commits a sin, he always says, but Allah is ghafoor al-raheem. But Allah is ghafoor al-raheem. This is the tricks of shaitan, that he makes you commit those sins. It is the nafs of the person, the desires of the person, that keeps on making him believe this, which is true, that Allah Azza wa Jal is the most merciful. But how can you sow the seeds of Jahannam and wish to reap the benefit from Jannat? You wish to reap and take the crops of Jannah when you have sown the seed of Jahannam. You're doing wrong to people in this world and you want thawab for that in the Akhirat. How will this happen, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel? We have high hopes of building big palaces and big triple story buildings in this dunya without performing any righteous deeds in this dunya. And then we hope for a palace in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is a hadith in Shu'ub al-Iman, which is very enlightening. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also said, Amongst the things which I have fear for my ummah are nafsani desires and high hopes. But that they will follow their desires and they will have high hopes in this world. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I fear this of my ummah. Let's repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us abandon this, for the high hope of living makes a person heedless and makes him miss his salahs. Because of this hope, ye ummeed hi ke tawajjuh se namazein chhutti hai. Because of high hopes, he does not pay his zakat. He is scared that his wealth will shorten. It is because of high hopes he is saving money to go to other countries besides Hajj and Umrah. ऐसे कई लोगों से आप मिले होंगे जिनके पास बहुत दौलत है लेकिन आज तक मक्का मदीना शरीफ नहीं देखे हैं. They haven't performed their Hajj actually. Why? Why they haven't performed? Because of high hopes of this dunya. It is the high hopes that provokes a man to build tall buildings in this dunya. It is the high hopes of the person that makes a person neglectful of repentance. सोचता है कि अभी मैं जवान हूँ, अभी बुढ़ापे में जाके तौबा करूँगा ना. I'm still young now. I'm too young. I'm only 21 years old. I am only 35 years old. I'm still young. I never get married as yet. Abhi kuch bachche paida honge. I'll build my house. I'll get my feet firm into my business. And jab zaifi aayegi, when I will become old, then that's the time to see. I will then take the musalla. Maybe I will go to the masjid. People actually say these things. Ye koi fairy tale nahi hai. These are not just sayings. I have heard this personally myself from people who say, I'm still young. I'm still too young. Allahu Akbar. This is the tricks of shaitan. Log bhool jate hain. If you do a survey and you would see ki jo log zayif hain, wo zyada jeete hain. Aajkal nojawan log zyada ja rahe hain. Have a look. In fact, a person has mentioned that every time a old man dies, 1,000 young people die. 1,000 young person or young people die every time an old person dies. Ye humne padha bhi hai, suna bhi hai logo se. That do not think that I am still young. I am only started my life now. I've only got one child now. I'm going to build school, build a life and do this and do that. Yes, niyate achhi hoti hai karne ke liye, lekin to live and linger around that hope and to make that your maqsad and your mission, that now I'm only living for this purpose. बस मरने से पहले एक बिल्डिंग ही बना लूँ मैं, बस मरने से पहले बस ये बिजनेस मेरा बन ही जाए. ये दुआ करे कि मरने से पहले बस मेरी तौबा कबूल हो जाए, मरने से पहले मेरा कुरान मुकम्मल हो जाए. आई मस्ट बी एबल टू रिसाइट द होली कुरान कम्प्लीटली, नोविंग इट्स ट्रांसलेशन एटलीस्ट बाई लुकिंग बाई हार्ट. अल्लाह अकबर. डियर व्यूअर्स एंड लिसनर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल, इट इज शैतान एंड इब्लीस व्हिच हैज tricked us to this extent. So the first difficulty out of many difficulties, in fact, before even going there, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, high hopes are an obstacle in the path of righteousness and obedience. Yes. High hopes is an obstacle in the path of righteousness and obedience. Furthermore, high hopes becomes the cause of every mischief and harm in this world. ये उम्मीद ही की वजह से बस दुनिया से बंदा बर्बाद हो जाता है, दुनिया ही में रहते रहते बर्बाद हो जाता है. He is destroyed and vanished whilst being alive. After having everything, he still doesn't have nothing with him. सब कुछ होने के बावजूद भी उसके हाथ फिर भी खाली है, अच्छे अमल से खाली है, सवाब से खाली है. Such a person, when he leaves this world, there is no goodness for him in the hereafter. Let us, inshallah azza wa jal, listen to another video that we would like to watch, inshallah azza wa jal. Kis mauzu pe hai, inshallah abhi hum dekhenge. It is in relation to the departments of Dawat-e-Islami, some beautiful and amazing documentaries of Dawat-e-Islami. Ise dekhe inshallah. Iske baad hum dobara is program ke saath hazir honge. Kindly stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Introduction to Majlis Madani Courses. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, among 107 departments of Dawat-e-Islami, Majlis Madani Courses is one under which Madani courses are conducted.
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami ke 107 ke aaspaas shobe hain, unme ek shoba مدنی کورسز کا ہے. الحمدللہ دعوت اسلامی کے مدنی ماحول میں مدنی تربیت کا سلسلہ تو رہتا ہی ہے. اس چیز کی ضرورت محسوس ہوئی کہ کیوں نہ ہم کورسز کا سلسلہ کریں اور کورسز کے ذریعے جو ہے وہ سیکھنے کا اہتمام باقاعدہ ہو, کسی ایک موضوع کو لیا جائے اور اس موضوع کے متعلق جو ہے وہ مکمل معلومات دینے کی کوشش کی جائے. تو الحمدللہ عز و جل 2000 سے جو ہے مدنی کورسز کا دعوت اسلامی کے مدنی ماحول میں آغاز ہوا.
Majlis Madani courses under which 63-day Madani Tarbiyati course, 7-day 12 Madani Kaam course, 7-day Islah-e-Amal course and 7-day Faizan-e-Namaz course are conducted.
Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatul Aliya ne har Dawat Islami wale ko ye madani maqsad diya ke mujhe apni اور ساری دنیا کے لوگوں کی اصلاح کی کوشش کرنی ہے, اپنی اصلاح ہو یا دوسرے کی اصلاح ہو, بغیر سیکھے کیسے ہو سکتی ہے, اس کو سیکھنا پڑتا ہے.
What is Tarbiyati course? Tarbiyati course provides an opportunity to adopt the company of the devotees of Rasul. The curriculum entails many sciences of knowledge, some of which are farz for every adult and sane Muslim.
مسلمان کو اپنی زندگی کیسے گزارنی ہے, کیا بولنا ہے, کیا نہیں بولنا, زبان کی احتیاطیں کیا ہیں. مدنی کورسز میں پاک ہونے کا طریقہ, کپڑے پاک کرنے کا طریقہ سکھایا جاتا ہے, تیمم کا طریقہ سکھایا جاتا ہے, وضو کا طریقہ سکھایا جاتا ہے, نماز کے متعلق اس میں سکھایا جاتا ہے.
7-day فیضان نماز کورس.
فیضان نماز کورس میں نماز کے متعلق شرائط, فرائض, واجبات, مکروہات, مفسدات, جو کہ ان میں سے بعض چیزیں سیکھنا مسلمان کے لیے فرض ہے, بعض چیزیں سیکھنا اس پہ مسلمان کے لیے واجب ہے.
Among the salient features of this course, it also includes wuzu, ghusl, the method of reciting the Holy Quran with right makharij and pronunciation, rulings of salah and practical method of its performance.
Namaz افضل عبادت ہے. برود قیامت جو سب سے پہلا سوال ہوگا وہ نماز کے متعلق ہوگا. آپ اپنا ذہن بنائیں کہ مجھے نماز سیکھ کر پڑھنی ہے, نماز دیکھ کر نہیں پڑھنی. تو الحمدللہ دعوت اسلامی کے مدنی ماحول میں ایک کورس ہوتا ہے, فیضان نماز کورس. یہ 7 دن کا ہوتا ہے. اس میں نماز کے فرائض, نماز کے شرائط, نماز کے واجبات, نماز کے مفسدات, یہ سکھانے کی کوشش کی جاتی ہے اور اس کی عملی مشق بھی کروائی جاتی ہے صرف 7 دن.
Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for the Madani environment.
Malikana ke aage main aap se kaha hoga ki sami bhai ne abhi tak faizan namaz ko us nahi kiya to unko faizan namaz ko se daawat deta hu taaki hum نماز سیکھ.
7-day Islah-e-Amal course. During the Tarbiyati course, special emphasis is laid on the following traits for the character building of the attendees.
ایک مسلمان کو مسلمان کا ظاہر کیسا ہونا چاہیے, تو ایک مسلمان کا باطن کیسا ہونا چاہیے, با کردار مسلمان بننے کے لیے کیا کرنا چاہیے. آنکھ کے بھی گناہ ہے, کان کے بھی گناہ ہے, ہاتھ کے بھی گناہ ہے, پیٹ کے بھی گناہ ہے, کئی گناہ ایسے جو زبان سے ہوتے ہیں, تو کیا ہمیں پتا ہے کہ زبان سے کون کون سا گناہ ہوتا ہے؟ تو اب یہ پوری معلومات حاصل کرنی ہے, تو اس کا بھی ایک کورس ہے. مجلس مدنی کورسز کے تحت ایک کورس ڈیزائن کیا گیا, اور اس کورس کا اب نام جو ہے وہ اصلاح اعمال کورس ہے.
Thank you Allah for the motherly environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for the motherly environment.
اگر ہم امیر سنت کا تحفہ جو بہتر مدنی انعامات ہمیں عطا ہوا ہے اس کے عامل بننا چاہتے ہیں تو ہمیں اصلاح اعمال کورس کرنا ہوگا. اس میں ایک ایک مدنی انعامات پر عمل کرنا سکھایا جاتا ہے.
7-day 12 مدنی کام کورس. The way of carrying out 12 مدنی activities is taught to the participants of the course.
دعوت اسلامی کے 12 مدنی کام ہیں, اور 12 مدنی کام یہ وہ ہیں کہ جن کے ذریعے لوگوں کو نیکی کی دعوت دینی ہے, لوگوں کو ترغیب دلا کر مسجد میں لے کر آنا ہے. 7 دن کا 12 مدنی کام کو اس میں کیا ہوتا ہے؟ اس میں یہ ہوتا ہے کہ درس دینے کا طریقہ سکھایا جاتا ہے کہ آپ کو درس کس طرح دینا ہے, بیان کرنے کا طریقہ سکھایا جاتا ہے کہ آپ کو بیان کس طرح کرنا ہے, اسی طرح نیکی کی دعوت کس طرح دینی ہے, لوگوں کی نفسیات کو کس طرح جانا ہے, کس نرمی, کس شفقت, کس محبت سے لوگوں کو دین کی طرف لے کر آنا ہے. اس میں پورا سمجھایا جاتا ہے کہ ہمیں مدنی دورہ کس طرح کرنا ہے, ہمیں دکان دکان جا کر, گھر گھر جا کر جو ہے وہ نیکی کی دعوت جو ہے وہ کس طرح دینی ہے, اسی طرح جو اطراف ہے, گاؤں ہے, گوٹ ہے, ان میں بھی ہمیں نیکی کی دعوت دینی ہے. تو وہاں جا کر ہمیں نیکی کی دعوت کس طرح دینی ہے, یہ الحمدللہ تربیت جو ہے یہ 12 مدنی کام کورس میں ہوتی ہے.
By the merits of these madani courses, the spoiled people of this society who remain indulged in sinful activities and deviate from salah, fast and recitation of Quran are able to clean and rectify their internal and external character. 63-day madani tarbiyati course. The curriculum entails many sciences of knowledge, some of which are farz for every adult and sane Muslim. There are many virtues of acquiring religious knowledge.
الحمدللہ اس 63 دن مدنی تربیتی کورس میں مدنی قاعدہ بھی پڑھایا جاتا ہے, اسی طرح نیکی کی دعوت دینا بھی سکھایا جاتا ہے, اس میں عقائد کے متعلق بھی الحمدللہ اس میں ایک حلقہ ہوتا ہے جس میں عقائد کے متعلق الحمدللہ عز و جل تربیت ہوتی ہے.
الحمدللہ عز و جل, وضو, غسل and a practical demonstration of salah are taught in this course. The curriculum also includes the learning of the method of giving ghusl to the deceased, shrouding and burying a dead body, funeral salah and Eid salah, etc. Furthermore, Quranic recitation with proper manners and correct pronunciation of Arabic alphabet are also taught with the help of Madani Qaida. Students memorize the last 20 chapters of the Holy Quran and practice the recitation of Surah Mulk.
اگر کوئی بالکل کورا اسلامی بھائی آ جائے, کورا مسلمان آ جائے, کہ کسی کو اس کو کچھ بھی نہیں پتا, تو اللہ کی رحمت سے 63 دن میں یہ نماز سیکھ چکا ہوگا, یہ وضو سیکھ چکا ہوگا, یہ غسل کا طریقہ جان چکا ہوگا, یہ اپنے وجود کو تو پاک کرنا سیکھ چکا ہوگا, اپنے کپڑوں کو پاک کرنا بھی سیکھ چکا ہوگا, اسی طرح یہ درس دینے والا بن چکا ہوگا, یہ نیکی کی دعوت دینے والا بن چکا ہوگا. 63 دن میں ڈھیروں علم دین کا خزانہ اس کے ہاتھ آئے گا.
During the tarbiyati course, special emphasis is laid on the following traits for the character building of the attendees: honesty, gentleness, tolerance, humility, forgiving others, manners of conversation, manners of making individual effort, the lifeblood of Dawat-e-Islami's madani working and method of practicing the acts of piety, etc. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, besides Karachi, this course is offered in several other cities around Pakistan.
الحمدللہ عز و جل, دنیا بھر میں مدنی کورسز کے تحت ڈھیروں ڈھیر مدنی کورسز ہوتے ہی ہیں. الحمدللہ پاکستان میں ماہانہ 50-60 مدنی کورسز ہوتے ہیں, یوں سالانہ 600-700 کے آس پاس مدنی کورسز کی ترکیب ہے.
Furthermore, all these courses are also conducted online where responsible people, zimmedaran, participate from all over the world.
آپ آن لائن بھی دنیا بھر میں جہاں بھی ہیں تو یہ کورس کر سکتے ہیں, اس کے لیے آپ ہم سے رابطہ فرمائیں.
During the course, the participants also travel Madani Qaflas. On the last day, the course ends on dua and salatu salam.
تو یہ ہے مدنی کورسز کی بہار ہے, تو آپ بھی یہ مدنی کورسز کیجئے, دوسروں کو بھی اس کی ترغیب دلائیے. کم وقت میں اپنی اصلاح کس طرح کرنی ہے یہ سیکھیے, کم وقت میں نیکی کی دعوت کس طرح دینی ہے یہ سیکھیے.
Upon the completion of the course, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many individuals who used to lead a wicked life commit themselves to offer salah regularly and become good Muslims. They become righteous, earning respect in the society. Therefore, whoever gets the opportunity should learn religious knowledge by enrolling himself in this course. Those who cannot enroll for 63 days should approach the Madani Center as they may be permitted to attend the course for less than 63 days.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, subhanallah, aap bhi zarur kahe uthe honge. MashaAllah, subhanallah, after watching these different departments of Da'wat Islami, support your Da'wat Islami in whichever way it is possible. Alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah, dear viewers, today our discussion was revolving around the high hopes. Yes, a person should work hard, make efforts to make ends meet. Lekin, while striving and struggling to have a good livelihood, a decent and halal livelihood in this world, ki hum haram na khaayin, halal kamaayin, iske chakkar mein hum gum na ho jaye, hum kho na jaye, we should not lose our senses and ourselves in the search for halal money, in terms of while searching for halal rizq and rozi, at the same time we are still committing other wrongs and haram actions by hurting people, by fighting with people, and then totally lost into this world, and then a competition ke bas wo humse badh na jaye, the other person mustn't supersede me, he must always be inferior for I am superior, and this competition then begins, and then despite him reading salah, his heart will never be there. Or he reads namaz, but the taste of namaz and salah and ibadat will be difficult for him to have. So let's not live with this hope. We are planning 1 year from now, once Sayyidina Ma'ruf Kharqi rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he told this person, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abu Tuba rahmatullahi ta'ala li, ki aap aage badhein aur namaz padhaein. Allahu Akbar. So Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Abu Tuba rahmatullahi ta'ala li said that Sayyiduna Ma'ruf Kharqi gave iqama for salah and said to me that go and perform salah. So I humbly said, Huzur, bas yehi salah hai. Allahu Akbar, I am only going to perform this salah. Sirf yehi namaz mein padhaunga, baki phir iske baad main namaz nahi padhaunga. You will perform salah. For example, misal dene ke liye, matlab main sirf yehi namaz padha raha hu. So Ma'ruf Kharqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, it's really amazing. You still have hopes that you're going to be alive till the next salah? Do you even have hope for living for so long? Ek salah se leke dusre namaz tak ye ummeed hai ki tum jiyoge? You are going to live? Allahu Akbar. This is how consistently the pious predecessors would contemplate and think and focus over the hereafter. Hum to saalon ki jo ummeedein hain leke baithe hain, humne ye bhi karna hai aur woh bhi karna hai. Ye hazrat to ek salah se leke dusre salah tak یہ سوچتے کہ ہو سکتا ہے میری موت ہو جائے, ہو سکتا ہے possibly I would leave this world. Likewise, حضرت سیدنا صفوان بن سلیم رحمت اللہ تعالی علی, بہت بڑے پائے کے بزرگ, very great ولی of his time, سبحان اللہ. It has been mentioned that often he would cry whilst leaving the masjid. Somebody asked him, حضور, what happened? رو کیوں رہے ہو? Why are you crying? He would say that, ہو سکتا بھائی, this could be my last moment, that I would never come back to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ho sakta iske baad meri maut ho jayegi. I would leave this world, I would die. And I don't even know that this is the last time I'm leaving the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how the pious predecessors had lived. They never had high hopes of living in this world, the high hopes of achieving the business and the wealth of this world. If they had high hopes, the hopes was only to receive mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they had any high hope, it was the hope of having a palace in Jannah. It was the hope of having the neighborhood of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. It was the hope of being saved from the torment of the qabr. If they had any ummid and hope, it was the hope that their parents must be pleased with them before they leave this world. If they had any hope, it was the hope to achieve the proximity and closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was never the hope of this world. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz had everything. What not did he not have? Allahu Akbar. But he kicked and he chased everything that he had, meaning he removed every worldly thing that could trick him or could deceive him away from him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It's for this reason, 800 years down the line, today the people are remembering Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz. Aaj bhi unka naam chamak raha hai. All the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this reason. And look at how they spend their lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins, inshallah azza wa jal. We have come to the end of this program and we say shukran to you. Please stay tuned to Madani channel and remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah azza wa jal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah.